We're now going to have our reading. It comes from Luke chapter 19, and it's verses 1 to 10.
Jesus went on into Jericho and was passing through. There was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was a little man and could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up.
"Hurry down, Zacchaeus, because I must stay in your house today."
Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling.
"This man has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner."
Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
"Listen, sir, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay back four times as much."
Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you for reading this morning. And I don't know who chose David the treasurer to read the part of Zacchaeus. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, David. But you might be famous or infamous as Zacchaeus was. We don't know very much about Zacchaeus apart from this story in the Bible, but we do know quite a lot about Jewish tax collectors because some of the historians and writers have written about what the various people in Jewish society were like. And we know that he wasn't just an ordinary tax collector, Zacchaeus, he was the chief tax collector. And so he wouldn't have been very popular, a bit like the tax men probably today to some of the grown-ups, particularly those who perhaps may be self-employed and have to fill out their self-assessment every year and pay the tax man his due. Nobody liked paying taxes, and they certainly don't like paying taxes today. And then when we hear the politicians speaking as they are at the moment about how many billions they're going to try and raise to cover the deficit and pay for the National Health Service and pay for old people like me as we get a little bit older and needs care, it's a bit frightening, isn't it? But this is even worse in Jewish times because Zacchaeus was doubly disliked. You see, even though he was, I suppose, really a civil servant, he didn't get paid for doing his job. And the only way he got paid was to charge a little bit extra when he worked out people's income tax. And so he was not liked because he was a tax collector. He wasn't liked because he used to get extra taxes out of people just to pay for his wealth and his very fine living that he had. But also because as a tax collector he was a friend of Rome. And none of the Jews liked the Romans. They were occupiers of the Jewish lands. And so Zacchaeus was even more disliked. And he lived in a town, quite a big town, Jericho, quite a large town, with quite a large population, not far from Jerusalem. It's a bit like Enfield is today compared to the city of London. It was a very large town, so there were plenty of taxes to gather. And it just so happens that Jesus was passing by one day, and Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. I don't know whether somebody had told him or he'd heard the stories or perhaps he'd been somewhere where Jesus had been close by. And so he decided to see what this Jesus was like, see if he could hear something of what he was saying about God and about God's kingdom and about Israel. Now, I know what it's like to be quite short, because when I was much younger, when we went to things in the town, I'd often sit on my dad's shoulders so that I could see. And when you're small, it's quite difficult to see through a crowd, isn't it? But Zacchaeus had spotted a vantage point, and so he climbed up this tree so he could get a better look. And he must have been really surprised and shocked when Jesus looked at him and pointed and said, "I'm coming to your house." Just like our unexpected visitors arriving early, or the people at visiting Sylvia on the Solomon Islands. You go into a panic. Oh, you know, tidying the house, clearing everything up, getting food ready, trying to do absolute everything because this special person, Jesus, was coming. You'd want everything to be absolutely right, to be perfect. And I thought, actually, as I read this story, that's a bit presumptuous of Jesus suddenly to say, "Oh, I'm coming to your house," because we know that Jesus doesn't necessarily do that, does he? In fact, Jesus often waits for us to make the first move. We have to invite Jesus, like we have to invite our friends if they're coming round to stay for a sleepover, or if they're coming for tea, or something like that. We normally wait to be invited. But you see, Zacchaeus had sent the invitation already. He'd gone to find Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. And the only thing he knew that he could do to catch a glimpse of him as he passed by was to climb the tree. That was enough. Jesus knew what he wanted. You see, Zacchaeus knew that he wasn't very well liked. He wasn't a nice person. In fact, a lot of people hated and despised him. And I think deep down that must have troubled Zacchaeus. So much so that when he came and met with Jesus, Jesus challenged him and said, "Follow me." And Zacchaeus' response was to give away a lot of his wealth and his possessions, but to give the most important thing, and that was to give his heart to Jesus and to follow him. And so there are two things that we can learn from our story. And the first is that I'm sure somebody must have told Zacchaeus about Jesus, and that's why he wanted to come and see him. But also the fact that Zacchaeus was prepared to welcome him into his home, even though it may have not been ready, even though there may have not been sufficient food on the table. You see, those things are not important to Jesus. What's important is we give him the invitation and the opportunity to come and share with us. Not just to share our homes and our possessions, but to share our lives and to be changed by him. Zacchaeus wanted to change his life. He clearly wasn't happy with the way he was living, and that was important to him. See, and Jesus enabled him to be able to see that, to realise it, but most importantly, to do something about it. Not just the way he thought about people, the way he used their wealth and their money, the extra that he took so that he could have a nice, good living, but to be able to offer what he'd had back to those from whom he'd taken it. And sometimes that's very difficult, isn't it? It's difficult for us to say sorry, but sometimes it's difficult to accept when somebody is sorry. It's difficult sometimes to accept help from a friend when we need it. But Zacchaeus was willing to give that and to receive it from Jesus in such a special way. Zacchaeus made Jesus very welcome in his home. And because the other thing that we learn from this is those that were standing by and watching, what were they doing? They were grumbling. Of all the people that Jesus could gone and had tea with, had a meal with, he had to go to the house of Zacchaeus, the worst person ever. And they grumbled and they grumbled and they grumbled without seeing really what they were grumbling about. They were grumbling about their own attitude, the things that they thought. They were thinking of themselves and not about others. And that was important too. And Jesus reminded them that he had come to save and seek those who were lost, those who were seeking Jesus, those who were willing to give for him. And that was important. And the lesson that some people are still trying to learn today. So when we have friends and family round, we make them really welcome, part of our family, just as God has welcomed us through Jesus to be part of his family, not just here in the church, but around the world. And that's something really special.